On this Veterans Day, we have Mary Kolar, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Secretary Kolar leads the agency that serves nearly 364,000 veterans in Wisconsin, according to national data from the VA. There are almost 20 million veterans in the U.S. Are you a veteran? What issues are you facing today that you need help with? What questions do you have about how federal pandemic aid has reached veteran services and organizations? It's 800-642-1234. Secretary Mary Kolar, welcome back to the Ideas Network, and thank you for your service.
You're welcome, Kate, and thank you for having me on the show today. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's start at the veterans' homes, Chippewa Falls, King, Union Grove. I'm looking at the latest memos that came out this week. Visits are temporarily suspended at Chippewa Falls due to COVID cases with staff. King has 3 cases, all staff. Union Grove has 18, mostly residents, some staff. What do you think of the situation heading into winter?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I ask, I'm pleading, I'm encouraging, whatever I can do to encourage people, if you haven't been vaccinated, to get vaccinated. Those numbers that you've just read just highlight the fact that we have a vulnerable population, a population who live in a home and they depend on the staff that come in. We have a vaccination rate that's almost 100% at our Chippewa Falls facility. It's over 65% of our staff at our King facility, but it's much lower at our Union Grove facility. And I'm just, again, we have asked multiple times, we're encouraging, and I don't know if you're aware of, we are CMS certified. Mm-hmm. And so CMS is saying that before the end of the year, that staff must be vaccinated to be able to get the funding that we get from the federal government. So we, because of COVID positives and because of our anticipating losing staff when this mandate becomes a reality, that we have to limit the amount of people that we can have in our homes. So the solution to that is for everyone, but particularly staff who work at skilled nursing facilities like our veterans homes, to get the vaccination. We can see how we fought against this pandemic for so many months with the vaccines that are available. Now booster shots are available, and we are offering those to our residents and staff soon. So again, thank you for asking that. And I encourage everyone, please, to be with your families by Christmas time. Be vaccinated. Get the vaccination now, please.
Staffing, I wonder, in jeopardy here when I hear, you know, a lower vaccination rate among staff. You know, we've talked with nursing home administrators who are at the end of their emergency plans. They are in dire need of staff. And so yes. What is your staffing situation at the VA facilities?
So, again, at Chippewa Falls, we're doing fine. That's a contracted facility. We're doing pretty well at King. The one that I worry the most about is Union Grove. We have closed a hall, reduced the footprint, if you will, so that we can reduce the amount of staff that's needed. That's one way that we are doing it. And again, as I mentioned earlier, also not taking in new admissions. So between because of the virus, limiting the amount of people that we are admitting and reducing our staff.
Does that mean there's a longer wait list?
I anticipate there will be. We have a combination of factors that are impacting all skilled nursing, including veterans homes. What we have is a declining veteran population. Sadly, we've lost a good chunk of the World War II cohort. And so the demand is not as strong as it was in recent previous years at our veterans homes. So that is helping us, that the demand isn't as great. And also the federal VA is enabling and providing some funds to support caregivers so that veterans can stay in their own homes have occasional medical care.
Aging in place. From the
federal, go ahead.
Yeah, I was. What's that? I just said aging in place.
Correct, aging in place. I just met with, I was up in Iron Mountain recently and learned from my federal VA counterpart, the director of the hospital there, that even that's a challenge with staff because they do need medical people to go check on the people aging in place sometimes. So this nursing healthcare shortage that exists before the pandemic has made that much worse. So like other skilled nursing facilities, we are, like you said, doing everything that we can to adjust to current situations and prepare for the expectation that all staff will be vaccinated.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mary Kolar, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. You can join in. Are you a veteran? What issues are you facing today that you have sought help with? What is your situation in the pandemic? 800-642-1234. Let's move on to veteran employment in the pandemic. Veteran unemployment rate was 4.2% in October. That rose from 3.9% the previous month, according to Labor Department figures. What aid is being directed at helping Wisconsin veterans gain employment?
Well, I was really pleased that you had the introduction of a previous interview that I did on, with the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, and they just had their conference yesterday. So it just highlights the fact of government, public and private entities working together to focus on hiring veterans. I was also just with the Department of Workforce Development and the governor recognizing businesses that specifically focus on hiring veterans. And it's just phenomenal to learn from the private industry what they are doing as they focus on hiring veterans. So again, I just want to emphasize for businesses looking to hire employees who are prepared for hard work, accepting responsibility, being held accountable, working as a team, often extremely good management and leadership. So again, as was in the clip, it's all of us working together, government, public, private, nonprofits, to encourage veterans to take advantage of the services that are available to them, whether it's through WDVA or the Department of Workforce Development, with nonprofits who are focused. I was just at a Heroes for Healthcare event, and they focus on helping medics and corpsmen transition to healthcare jobs, which is just wonderful now with that healthcare worker shortage. So I can't emphasize enough to veterans and eligible family members to check out wisvets.com and 1-800-WISVETS to talk to people who can help them determine the benefits and services that they are eligible for, and also to help with employment and being prepared for that transition from being in the military to becoming a civilian.
As you watch this federal pandemic aid being dispensed to states like Wisconsin and Governor Evers, finding ways and programs to put it in, what is your elevator pitch, so to speak, to make sure that, you know, these dollars are getting into programs that have a really good return on investment for supporting veterans?
Yes, thank you. It's look at to see the application process and how your business or your program can use ARPA funds. We don't want to leave any of them on the table. They're available. I encourage people to apply and check it out and find out how they can be used in their specific, business or program.
Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kolar with us discussing resources and services on this Veterans Day. How are you honoring veterans today? What questions do you have for Secretary Kolar? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We have the State Secretary of Veterans Affairs here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On a national level, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough told Military Times this week he's concerned about how to reduce benefit backlogs and address employee burnout.
Across the country, this is an issue. People are working really hard. It's really challenging. And it's no different for VA than it is for other hospitals and hospital systems and healthcare systems across the country.
Do you work for the VA? How is your workload? Can you keep up with case management and delivering benefits? Join in at 800-642-1234. Wisconsin Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kolar with us for about 9 more minutes. Secretary, there you heard Dennis McDonough, the VA secretary. What are your thoughts on employee burnout and the benefits backlog that he's concerned about?
Let you know that we, in Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're a part of the National Association of State Directors of Veterans Affairs. And so our communication with USDVA is frequent, you know, if it's practically every day, if it's not every day. And what we did recently with USDVA is sign a memorandum of agreement to do things, more things electronically. And I really believe that will help. We're making a long overdue transition federally to do more things electronic. We've been so dependent on paper. And so when you hear about that backlog, it is literally paper documents that are in an archive and human beings have to go find them. And so USDVA has been working to have all of those documents digitized. And again, then it helps us because with that agreement, we agree that yes, we accept them electronically. And, you know, just for example, I get documents, they're addressed to the Secretary of WDVA. And so it's like that's slowing down the process that when it's to an anonymous person by mail, instead it could go electronically. So that's what I'm very encouraged by, that there is going to be more electronic transfer of documents instead of this dependence on hard copies and having to have a human being go find that hard copy.
And so what I'm hearing is that through case management for veterans, there's going to be a more robust system for electronic records, for an electronic record system, maybe akin to the healthcare system or like electronic health records.
Exactly, which is another project that USDVA is working on. And hopefully this, they've just hired a new director for that initiative that has been ongoing and it has had some challenges. But yes, we need to get this activity accelerated so that we can more promptly serve all veterans and eligible family members.
We've seen telehealth, of course, expand in the pandemic. Do you see that as something that the VA is going to stick with even after the pandemic?
Yes, I do. That USDVA has been able to do the outreach to veterans, particularly those in rural areas like northern Wisconsin that don't have close access to medical care. So the VA, USDVA is actually helping veterans get the electronic devices that they need, the assets that they need so that they can connect with their healthcare providers. So yes, I see it staying and growing as we learn what works best and how we can best serve veterans. I'm very encouraged. At the same time, when you mentioned the ARPA questions, and Governor Evers just announced more funds that will be going to broadband, we need that broadband because that is one of the challenges with telehealth is if you don't have connectivity, it's kind of hard to do telehealth. But because, again, with federal government, state government, and local providers helping with that expansion, we will see greater success with telehealth.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Rachel is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, so my husband is a veteran, and he transitioned from active duty to civilian life about 5, 6, 7 years ago now. It all blurs together. But what resources are available in Wisconsin to help those veterans and transitioning service members kind of find that camaraderie again, and their groups that, you know, can relate to the active duty to civilian life and kind of find, you know, that brother band of brothers, really?
Yes, thank you, Rachel, for asking that question. And I want to encourage, if you and your husband haven't already, to contact your county veteran service officer. Joe Alec is there in Brown County. I just saw him earlier this week. So find out the benefits and services that are available to you. And I encourage you to check out our veteran service organizations. There's many in the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, the big three, the VFW, the American Legion, the Disabled American Veterans. But find what works for you. I also encourage the nonprofits that exist throughout the state, where you'll find like-minded people who are out there to serve veterans and their community. It's been my pleasure as a veteran here in Wisconsin to serve with women veterans who are, you know, organizations focused on women veterans, veterans organizations that are focused on, again, helping veterans find the services that they need, whether that's education, employment, a roof, and, you know, there's many out there. And I recommend starting with the county veteran service officer. Please call 1-800-WIS-VETS to talk to our benefits center personnel. It's out there, Rachel. I strongly encourage you and anyone you know to take advantage of the many benefits and services that Wisconsin has. We're known for being a generous state. And so it only helps if you take advantage of it, though, so please do.
Rachel, thanks. In that transition, Secretary Kolar, to civilian life, there is a threat of PTSD being a major issue, stress management being a huge issue, affecting veterans across conflicts. And the VA says women veterans especially are more likely to experience some types of traumatic events that are associated with high risk for developing PTSD. What are you working on with veterans on the mental health front?
We, Wisconsin, are a part of a national effort called the Governor's Challenge. And so working with USDVA, WDVA, and nonprofits, we are working to find sponsors and mentors for people who are transitioning, to connect them with people before they even actually separate from active duty. And that is going to help, we believe, with taking on those challenges, the mental health challenges. But as I said, finding employment, finding a home, that's what's most stressful. That can aggravate PTSD and other issues. So that's why we want to make that connection before the person even separates from active service. That program is being implemented right now. And again, it's such a pleasure and honor to work with them, because it's all of us working together, USDVA, WDVA, and nonprofits and others, working to help people make that transition, to deal with challenges they may have, and to minimize those challenges.
Well, mental health services can be in short supply, especially in rural areas, getting in to see a therapist. Have you found, as you work around the state, is there a backlog? Is there a wait time for veterans to get access to mental health services or therapy sessions?
And sometimes there can be, and particularly with the USDVA, but it's make those phone calls. We will advocate on your behalf, the county supervisors or county veterans service officers, to make those phone calls. You will find comrades at the VFWs who will help, DAV, like I said, American Legion. There's people there to help. So that's what I hope everyone understands, that they're not alone. Please don't ever think that you are. There are people here to help.
In the last few seconds we have, homelessness, housing shortages we're seeing across the state. What are you doing in that area about veteran homelessness?
So we have a program called Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program, and there's 11 coordinators throughout the state. They go and find the veterans. If they are living under a bridge or in the park, they go and they find them and they help them with case management. And again, working with others, whether it's county veteran service officers or local nonprofits, to help them get the help that they need. Also, we have our Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that we have 78 people who are able to take advantage of our programs in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. It is to help them transition.
Secretary Kolar, thank you for joining us. Mary Kolar, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. News update is next on the Ideas Network.